Welcome to our second session of Delta Delights, brought to you by the Delta Health Foundation in Kannapolis, North Carolina. So this morning, we'll simply take a moment to establish a steady breath, drawing the breath deep into the lungs, taking our time to inhale and exhale. Here in these moments, we are not rushed. We're taking time to find balance and well-being for ourselves. One more full, complete breath. So this morning, we're going to begin in child's pose. You can have the option to take the knees wide if you choose. Hands extended forward for a nice stretch, beginning from the sacral area coming up the back. Or if you prefer, hands stacked, forehead resting upon the hands. So here in this grounded position, we're going to really focus our attention on the breath as we inhale into the back itself. Feel the sides expand as well. And then exhale. Feel your body surrender to gravity and ground even more. We're going to take two more breaths here. All right, so we'll extend those hands forward. As we inhale, we're going to shift our way up to our kneeling plank, shoulders stacked right over those wrists. As we exhale, we're going to tuck those elbows tight into the sides of the body as we lower the chest to the floor, chaturanga. On your next inhale, come into your cobra pose, heart lifting forward, shoulders easing down the back away from the neck and ears. And as we exhale, lower down, press back up, and back to child's pose. All in one movement. So we're going to begin a nice slow warm-up flow here. Again, inhaling forward to your kneeling plank. Exhale as we lower down, chaturanga, belly to the floor. Inhale, coming forward to your cobra. It could be baby cobra or full cobra, pressing into the hands. As we exhale, lower down, press back up, and return to our child's pose. So continuing this flow three more times through. Go at your own perfect pace. Take your time again to inhale and exhale fully. Don't rush the breath. Make it seem as if as you breathe in the breath, you can feel the breath pull all the way down to your tippy toes. And whenever you complete your last cycle through this flow, we'll press back up and return to child's pose. Remaining here for several breaths. So let's get a nice side body stretch here. We're going to walk the hands over to the right side of us, hands reaching forward, and we're going to feel this nice stretch down the left side of the body. And again, as we breathe in those full breaths, feel space open up between each one of those ribs. So here we're giving the intercostal muscles a lovely stretch. Our attention flowing with the ebb and flow of the breath. Breathing in and breathing out. We're here one last breath cycle. All All right, and begin to walk those hands through center. We're going to find the same stretch on the opposite side. So take a moment to get comfortable. If you have any shoulder restrictions, you can certainly bend one elbow, not go as deep into that side. Modify as needed. Again, our yoga practice is all about opening a dialogue with our bodies, noticing what's going on, where we feel the breath flow freely, where perhaps we don't feel the breath flow as freely. But just being aware of all those minute details of our breath, of the sensations of openness, of free-flowing energy. So this is our time to really become to know our bodies much better. We're taking the time to just slow it down. All right, one last breath here. All right, and return back to center. So from here, we're going to press up into all fours. I'm going to do a few rounds of our cat-cow flow. So we'll go ahead and stack the joints. Shoulders stacked right over the wrist. Hips stacked over the knees. And we'll engage softly the core, the navel center. So just sort of draw it in towards the spine. Elongate the spine. Extend out the tailbone, extend forward through the crown of the head, and we'll begin our flow. Inhaling as the heart shines forward, tailbone lifts, shoulders down the back for our cow pose. And as we exhale, slowly rolling, tucking under for our cat pose, feeling the shoulder blades separate from the spinal column. And again, inhaling forward to our cow pose, heart radiating forward. And exhale back into our cat pose. Flowing through this several times through, very slowly, with awareness, keeping the integrity of each individual pose even as we flow. Give yourself time to arrive in cat pose fully, as well as cow pose. Feel all the different areas of sensation. Be aware of that tilt and tuck of the pelvis. Be aware of the heart as we shine it forward. And then as we tuck under, chin to chest. Are we present? Are we able to anchor our attention to the breath fully? We'll do one more round through. And in your last cat pose, we're going to hold in that, not rigidly, making sure we can still breathe easily, but head will drop down. We'll really feel those shoulder blades ease away from the spine and just hold in that rounded back position, that rounded spine. Breathe. One last inhale. And as we exhale, sink it back to child's pose, back to where we started. And here, we'll end our brief practice, just giving a little pep to our energy, a little balance to our mental, spiritual, and emotional state. And as always, remember to be present. May you be happy and may you be healthy.